Hi, everyone. I'm Kirsty Dunn, the host of the Get It Done podcast show. And our next special guest is Karen Shea. And she understands what it takes to get it done when it comes to philanthropy, family, and fitness. Karen Shea is a mom of four and cute little puppy Lola. She is also the co-founder of Fit Fash for a Cause. In this short episode, I call Hit for the Brain to deliver the most results in the least amount of time when it comes to preventing burnout through giving back to get back with Karen Shea. Karen, you are a strong, resilient, and powerful woman who touches the lives of so many others through impacting healthier communities. And when it comes to balancing work, family, and fitness, Karen, you do understand what it takes to get it done. And I just want to say how much I admire your dedication to your fitness, your family, philanthropy. Amazing. How are you doing?
First of all, thank you so much for those kind words. Kirsty, I admire you so much and everything you do. And I guess that's why we get along so well, because we are like-minded. Yeah. We get things done. We're very passionate about things. And I'm very grateful you had me on, you're having me as a guest on your episode. And I'm very happy to be here. So thanks for having me.
Thank you. I mean, how did we meet? I was just trying to think of that actually before we got started. I think it was actually on Instagram.
I think it was. Well, I know for sure you came across my feed and I see this beautiful, strong, inspiring woman. And I think I reached out for you for one of my events and we started talking. And before you knew it, as time progressed, we became very good friends.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Very, very blessed to have you in my life, in my circle.
Thank you so much. And you know, and it's exactly what you said. Like-minded people, you know, and thank goodness for hashtags on Instagram, right?
Right.
On your Instagram and just being so impressed and so inspired to like just how fit and how amazing, incredible you are and inspiring and positive. You just have such a great energy. So I'm so thankful that you're here and so grateful to finally do this.
Yeah, it's amazing. So,
quite a year, and you know, and there's so much. Yes. I want to talk about with you. First of all, I want to say, you know, I'm always, and you're either running a 10K, you're working out, you know, you're family, it's you're giving back to community. You know, as a mom who balances it all, like, how do you manage to get it done and maintain that balance?
That's a really good question. I actually question that myself on a daily basis. How do I get all this done? And the reality is that it's all your outlook, and and honestly, it's about being organized and planning your time wisely and prioritizing. I mean,
yeah,
I carve out each day. Obviously, my family comes first. My children are top priority. Health, as you know, is so important to me. So sometimes, yeah, it's very, as we all know, it's so hard to fit in a run, a walk, a cycle, anything in your day. I truly try to carve out at least 20 to 30 minutes a day for my health. Because it's so important. And even that means even waking up at 4 a.m, 5 a.m. before anyone else wakes up to have my mummy time, my own time. Yeah,
I love that. And it's so true, because I think, you know, you do have to, you say you prioritize family, you know, and you balance it out and you prioritize that time and you carve it into your schedule no matter what. And I think being the best version of yourself and being the healthier and strongest that you can be is going to be such more, you're going to be a better version of your family. You know,
absolutely.
You do have to also, like, that is a priority equally, I think, just as much as your family, because
I think
mom needs to be happy, right? So, Karen.
Hi.
Okay. So, I wanted to touch up on that. So, you were talking how prioritizing your health, your fitness, those habits is so important when it comes to your family and being a stronger, you know, better version of yourself for your family. Can you touch up on that for us?
Yes. And so what I was saying is finding time for yourself as a mother, as a woman, is not selfish. I think it is so important, because it makes you a better person to give to others. And I've really noticed that. I've noticed that for myself. I've noticed that for my friends, for my community. if you carve out that time for yourself, it just is going to make you stronger, get through the day better, give you more energy.
Yeah, definitely.
Mentally and physically. It's not just physical. It's also so important mentally.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would imagine, you know, having more patience and
yes,
and your family and your kids see that better version of you. And,
that's right.
You know, you're going to have those that endorphins and that positive mindset for the rest of the day to be able to manage kind of it comes your way. Right. And I can imagine with kids, it's always changing.
It's always changing. And you got to be ready. But also, and I just want to touch on the fact that we're in a pandemic right now and children are being homeschooled. So I've spoken to a lot of moms and my friends. And so it's so hard because you have the kids at home 24/7.
Yeah.
And it's not only important to step out of the house, go for a walk for 20 minutes. It also inspires your kids if they see you doing it to get out and get active because they're in front of their screens all the time. So it has multiple benefits, especially during this crazy time. I know it's been so cold out and hard to get outside, but bundle up and get out there because even a few minutes of being surrounded by nature is very healing.
Yes.
It's very good. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's true. And you're that positive role model for your family, your kids too. And it's definitely been a challenge. And I can imagine, you know, with the homeschooling and having everyone back at home.
Yes.
So amazing. Like, good for you, because I can't imagine. I mean, I have a pound chihuahua at home and, you know, I'm trying to get through the days with him. So I'm not going to complain here. I do want to know, I mean, I just, you know, you're so, so impressive and you're so athletic. You're so, you know, you have these beautiful, strong fitness images throughout your social media. I just want to ask, you know, what inspired you to start your fitness journey? Like, where did that stem from for you? Was it after having kids before?
You know, that's a very good question. So after having kids, I did gain a lot of weight during my pregnancies and I did want to lose the baby fat and I was very fitness focused, but I'm going to tell you, I had a totally different career. I was in sales and marketing at Bell Media and I was moving up the corporate ladder there. What had happened that really turned the corner for me is my mother, one day out of the blue, after having a health check, discovered she had advanced breast cancer.
Yeah.
And that was a shock, obviously, to me. I had just had my fourth son, like 2 weeks prior to this news. So I had a baby, my fourth baby, and I had found out my mother was diagnosed with advanced breast cancer. And so, as you can imagine, very busy, and your whole life is suddenly turned around and not in a good way.
Yeah.
So, So what happened is I needed an outlet. She's my best friend and I needed to find something to get me through her chemos every Tuesday, her doctor's appointments. I was there for everything. Mm-hmm. I stood by her side and I started running. And what happened was my running became my therapy and I became very passionate about running. And that's what got me through a very dark time.
Yes.
So that is what changed it for me.
And I know that you were very close to your mom and she was like your best friend and, you know,
yeah.
I can't imagine. I mean, I would, you know, my mom is like my best friend too. And,
right.
And I think, you know, and I can totally relate to that because my stepfather, when he got sick, well, my stepfather was like my father to me and he got sick and he passed away. And I remember my outlet in therapy was a very similar journey to yours. It was fitness. It was the one thing that you could control was your fitness, because all of a sudden, like you said, and you know, you just mentioned that you kind of life, you feel like it turns upside down and you think you can control so much in life. And then the one person that's close to you that you love gets sick and you can't control that. And you know, and so the fact that you said you put that into this journey and that became your outlet to help you manage and cope.
That's right.
And inspiring, and pictures of you and your mom throughout Instagram, and how close you were. So, you know, thanks for sharing that. And I want to touch up on, because I know there's such a powerful connection with your mom, what your mom went through with breast cancer, and that's what started your philanthropy, your cause. Can you
tell us
about the cause that you're
Started? I'd be happy to. Yeah, thank you for asking. I'm very passionate about it, obviously. I started a foundation to help raise money for breast cancer research for women currently suffering for breast cancer in honor of my mom. So it's in honor of Irit Shea at Mount Sinai Hospital. And we have thus far raised over $500,000 for breast cancer.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Incredible. Congratulations. Yes. That's incredible.
Thank you. I have a co-founder, Alexandra Azuri, and both of us have been running events to raise money, like wellness, fitness events. It could be at the rooftop of Laval, doing a boot camp class, or it could be at someone's house. We've had parties at the house where we have juices and drinks and speakers talking about health topics and how to get fit. And so we have different events, and all these events raise money for breast cancer. Because you know what? Every year, approximately 26,000 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in Canada. And it's one of the most common cancers in women.
Yeah.
So it's so important for us to be breast aware and knowing. Mm-hmm. And so we continue to educate. We actually have an event coming up on May 19th where we will be talking about being breast healthy and how to lower your risk of breast cancer and what to eat. And we will be going through nutrition and exercise and what adopting healthy habits to help reduce your risk. So we're going to be having a digital Zoom talk about these things where you can ask questions and hear and help women become knowledgeable and more aware of what to look out for and how to lead a healthy lifestyle.
Well, and I love how you made that shift and that transition, because I just want to say, like, congratulations, such an incredible initiative, a purpose-driven mission. And love how you connect at your events. It becomes an experience, you know, it becomes, it's very holistic. A lot of your partnerships with brands, it's all about wellness, nutrition. You're educating women and men as well.
Yes.
Also men can also.
Yes, we've had men there. Yes,
with breast cancer as well. Now, you know, I love how you tie in all of the aspects, because it's more than just it's about the root, right, as well. It's about preventive measures. It's about your habits, and you can tell just from your lifestyle and how you represent that and so it, you know, that's, I just love that initiative and how you bring people together to educate them about the cause itself, you know, awareness, education, and the whole lifestyle, the entire holistic approach. So good for you, and congratulations. And I
thank
love that
you
made this shift to virtual to keep this going.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
Trying to keep it going.
Yeah. And how has that been for you? I mean, to make that shift, because it's been a year and quite a few months. And I guess we missed the last event last year.
Right? Yeah, we did. Yeah, unfortunately, we did. And that's why we are pivoting like everybody else who's trying to pivot, and still creating a community now will be online, because there is such a community there. And you know what? The disease is still prevalent and strong, and there's still people who need help. And this is, I want to represent a voice. I want to be a voice to help. I know what this is like. I walked in these shoes, and to give back to the community and to educate women, I do it from my heart, and I do it in honor of my mother, and because I know she was such a giver. And it's like my mission. It is my passion and my mission. I do it out of love, and I really, really, I don't see myself stopping. This is something that I keep coming up with different ideas, different ways to engage people, because it's so important to me.
Yes, and I can see that, and that really shines through everything that you do, and you do through this. And I think, you know, anyone through this themselves, you've become such a support network, and you're bringing together community, and
that's right.
And the experience itself is such a wonderful initiative, and so congratulations. I can't wait to see more of Fit Fash for a Cause and to join you virtually. So when is that, and how can our listeners get involved? How can they support? More can we do?
That's a great question. So the event is occurring on May 19th. And we will be, I will be posting all the information on my social media. So Karen Shea 4, the number 4, I will be posting and giving more information. And people can message me and I can send them invitations. They're more than welcome to join this event. It will also be posted on the Mount Sinai Hospital website. We have a Fit Flash for a Cause page. They can find out information that route as well. And so also it will be posted on my own website, which is K-Shea Fit. So I have my own website and it will be posted there. So those are the channels right now that you can find out more about this. And we'll be happy to send you an invitation, and we would love for people to join in and learn and be educated and become more breast healthy.
Wonderful. And is this something that you'll be having? Is it once a year? Will you have more events?
You know, this is definitely going to be a series. This is the first to cover some basics, some general important, very important information, but we already are in the works of having specialized speakers, and we're organizing a series. So it'll happen like quarterly for sure. And there'll be different important speakers. So yes, get on the mailing list because there's a lot of great events coming up.
How can on Instagram? Karen, what's your Instagram? Everyone needs to check you.
Sure. It's Karen Shea 4. So it's K-A-R-I-N. S-H-A-Y and the number 4, because I have 4 boys.
I know. You got your hands full there.
Hands full. Full house. Mama 4.
Karen Shea, so much for joining us today on the Get It Done podcast show. And I will be seeing event for Fit Fash.
Amazing. I'm so excited. Thanks for having me, and have a great day.
Thanks so much, Karen. Take care.